I've said this for a long time. It is 100% true. A good state championship caliber high school boys team would smoke the best team in the WNBA.
I mean, you're not wrong.
For many sports fans, what Clay Travis said is nowhere near controversial, as it's an opinion based in sporting reality. But what do you know? Chelsea Gray, a WNBA player who plays for this year's WNBA champions, the Las Vegas Aces, well, she had a problem with the statement.
I want problems, always!
And responded to Travis by calling him a dumbass. Gray's response to Travis undoubtedly brought more problems to the already problem-riddled WNBA, as Travis doubled down in his response to her by offering to put up
$1 million
in a WNBA versus high school boys basketball showdown.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Unsurprisingly, Gray, the Aces, nor the WNBA have responded to Travis's offer, seemingly aware of the reality of what would unfold in such a game. Nonetheless, this has left many sports fans, some that don't even care or watch basketball, very interested and willing to pay to watch this potential face-off. And look, there have been other battle of the sexes in sports before that went, well, as expected. Such as a professional men's soccer team from the UK recently destroying a US women's team 12-0.
Jarvis, there it is. Game over. 12-0, Wrexham defeats the U.S. women.
Damn.
Or a few years back when the U.S. women's national soccer team played an under-15 boys' side behind closed doors and lost. But in a 1973 tennis match, Billie Jean King did defeat former Wimbledon champion and a very overly confident Bobby Riggs.
Girls play a nice game of tennis for girls, but when they get out there on a court with a man, even a tired old man of 55, they're going to be in big trouble.
The tennis match saw 90 million people worldwide tune in and is still considered one of the most watched televised sporting events of all time. In other words, an exhibition game between a WNBA team and a high school boys state championship team would be a massive marketing and financial opportunity for the WNBA and the players that take part in that game. As if you threw that game on pay-per-view, I really think millions of people would tune in. The game would have too many underlying narratives for it not to draw impressive numbers. You know, it would draw those purely interested in the spectacle. It would draw people who wish to see two different genders compete against each other. It would draw both the supporter of the WNBA as well as all the haters of the WNBA. And sure, some might argue that the WNBA would never do this as it's a lose-lose situation. Either the WNBA team loses to a high school team and gets ridiculed, or they beat the high school team and aren't given credit for it as they only beat high schoolers. However, there are many possible wins in this for the WNBA. First, taking part in the game would probably earn that 12-woman roster more money in a single game than they might make their entire WNBA career if the game is on pay-per-view. Second, since most basketball fans understand the level of top high school boys, the WNBA team wouldn't even necessarily have to win. Just keeping the game close and competitive would be massively impressive and might increase respect for the league. Remember, before rule changes, players could go straight to the NBA from high school. Think Kobe, LeBron, KG, T-Mac, and we gotta show some love to the Rain Man, Sean Kemp. So it's highly likely the WNBA team would be facing off against some players that have the talent to be in the NBA. Thus, a close loss is actually quite respectable. Lastly, this game would undoubtedly be the most watched game WNBA players have ever been a part of. Therefore, it would be the biggest marketing opportunity ever presented to the league. So actually, the only way the WNBA and its team loses in this scenario is if the high school team absolutely obliterates them. This fact makes the WNBA's silence to this challenge deafening, as it reveals they, like everyone else, knows what's up.
What's up?
And that's that they would absolutely get destroyed. Again, this is not meant to be disrespectful, it is just a fact. Let's add some context to this debate by taking a look at the Mount Verde High School boys team. This is a school, by the way, that boasts alumni such as Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons and D'Angelo Russell, just to name a few. Their current roster consists of center Derek Queen, the number 12 prospect in his class, coming in at 6'10", 240 pounds. At power forward, Asa Newell, the number 13 prospect in his class, coming in at 6'9", 205 pounds. At small forward, we have Cooper Flagg, the number 1 prospect in his class, at 6'8", basically 200 pounds. Shooting guard, Liam McNeely, the number 15 prospect in his class, 6'7", almost 200 pounds. Then at point guard, we have the little Rob Wright, only the number 30 prospect in his class, coming in at 6', basically 170 pounds. Come on! If anyone thinks a WNBA team is winning against that high school boys team, in the words of a wise basketball oracle, they are
delusional.
And if someone wants to make the argument that Mount Verde isn't a state champion as they only compete on a national level and therefore wouldn't qualify to be a team in this situation, okay, sure, but that's basically a cop-out and is admitting that some high school teams would indeed beat WNBA teams, which is ultimately the point Travis and others are making. And to stress again, that's fine, as males and females are different with different athletic capabilities, which is often reflected in other sports where adjustments are made because of this fact. Let's think of volleyball. But I digress. Let's go ahead and look at another potential matchup for a WNBA squad. A Florida State champion from this past year, the Christopher Columbus basketball team. They boast a starting five of Cam Boozer, the second-ranked prospect in his class, who comes in at 6'9", 225 pounds. Then Malik Abdulhali, who is 6'8", and has committed to play D1 at Princeton. Next up, we got Caden Boozer, who is the 16th prospect in his class, who comes in at 6'5". To finish off the lineup, we got Angelo Miranda, who's coming in at 6'4", and Benny Frigella, who's coming in at 6'3". And a little fun fact, the Boozers on this team are the sons of former NBA player Carlos Boozer. But anyway, if we really examine the matchup between the Las Vegas Aces and this Columbus squad, we'll see the boys would always have the majority of the tallest players on the court, while always having the faster, stronger, higher jumping players in a sport where those attributes intersect and often matter in success. You know, real talk.
Real talk!
Anyone who thinks an undersized, less athletic WNBA team is beating that boys squad is probably on
crack!
But ultimately, for the majority of sports fans who would die to see this matchup, there's almost no chance we'll ever witness a WNBA team take on a high school boy state champion. Nonetheless, I stand firm in the opinions that it would bring in loads of money for the WNBA if done via pay-per-view, that it would be the biggest marketing opportunity the league has ever had, and that it could actually increase respect for the league if they were able to hold their own. However, if a game like this ever does happen, make the same bet as the UConn women's head coach, Gino Auriemma.
I'm gonna go to the ATM, and I'm gonna sell my house, and I'm gonna put all my money
on the boys team.
Anyway, thanks for watching. Until next time, man.
Oh. Damn! I want problems always.